even tears.
Shirley Temple was dubbed America's Little Miracle.
Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
That you're one of the Lord's treasured possessions? Malachi 3:16 and 17 says in part that those who feared the Lord and honored his name will become his treasured possession. Welcome to Hidden Places, where you'll hear stories, testimonies, and casual conversations from believers just like you who make up the Lord's treasured possession. Each one of us has a unique story to tell, and during this hour, the Lord wants to bring forth those treasures out of the hidden places.
Amen, amen. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Hidden Places. I'm Karen Hubbard, your host, and I am here with two of my co-hosts. Cynthia West.
Hallelujah. For the Lord says, you are a light in the darkness. Break forth. Arise and shine, for your light has come. The Lord says, I have sown seed in you, and it shall come forth. See it now, it springs forth. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And Nanette Maldonado.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have nothing to say after that.
Amen. Well, it's good to be back. We've been gone for a couple of weeks. I took a vacation that was well deserved and needed.
You took a vacation, yes.
We
need a vacation now, Cynthia.
Yes. Well, you know, last year when I went home, you know, I had like an eight or nine day, but I ended up getting COVID. So 5 of those days were holed up in my sister's apartment. You know, eating soup and bread. And so, you know, didn't really have much of a vacation last year. But this time it was great. And had a chance to see all of my siblings. There's 5 of us. Mm. And we had a get together on Sunday at one of my brother's houses. And it was really quite nice to catch up with everyone. What I noticed was missing was there's not a lot of little kids in the family now. My sister and I don't have kids. My brother Dave, whose house we were at, his boys are 21 and 24. And my other brother that came from Indiana, two of his daughters came with him. I think he's got 6 kids. And 2 of them came, but one of them's like 30-something, and the other one's 40. Mm. And the younger one has a 10-year-old. So that was it. And then my brother Tom, his grandbaby, Daniel, is 4 years old. So those are the only 2 kids, Daniel and a 10-year-old.
Good. They got spoiled.
They did. And as proof positive of that, so Daniel, oh my goodness, what a trip he was. I mean, you know, very... very happy kid and very smart. His dad's a teacher, my nephew. Aww. And I got a text from my sister-in-law this morning, which is Daniel's grandmother. And she said that Daniel and his mom joined them last night for dinner. And she was asking Daniel if he had a good time meeting all his relatives. He said yes. She said, then I asked him if he had a favorite person at the party. She said, I figured he'd say Journey. Journey is the 10-year-old. But no, he had someone else in mind. He stopped for about 20 seconds. He looked at me, and with a determined tone, he said, Karen.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
I said, she was your favorite? And he shook his head, yes. So she says to me, so I'm right up there with my brother Tom, because he's number one. Uh-huh. He's got the number one spot, Grandpa. And it's because I played the board game with him.
Ah.
He had a little dinosaur board game and then cards where you had to describe what the animal looked like.
Oh, right.
So he was quite happy about that.
Oh, good.
I didn't know. I mean, we were just, I was having fun, you know, just holding up those little flashcards. So like you have to describe with 10 little things of what animal you're looking at.
Oh.
You know, it's gray or whatever. And he he was hilarious because he would pick up the card and he was so serious. And he'd say, so, this is something that lives in a tree, you know?
Oh, wow.
And he was just so smart. Anyway, So it's nice to know that I'm somebody's favorite.
Oh, lovely.
I want to play that game.
Four-year-old. Play that game, yeah.
Because it's hard to win a four-year-old, you know, because they're...
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't really been around kids that much, but anyway. Mm. Oh, that made my day. So.
You know, the simplicity of just being a child again, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just being fascinated by a board game. Mm-hmm. And, you know, their desire for that one-to-one, mm-hmm. that connection, right?
I was sensing that, even with his mom, because it was first time I met her. Mm-hmm. My nephew's wife, and just very delightful, wonderful people. But Daniel, you know, I mean, you can engage with him. So as long as you can engage, I can hang in there for a while. You know, if they're screaming and stuff, I'll be in the other room. But anyway, it was fun.
If you guys can only see Karen's face,
she's all beaming.
Yes.
And she's all relaxed.
I was accepted by a four-year-old.
Yes.
And you know, and I'm not around my family. They're all up in New England, so it's great to see everybody. I spent a couple of days in Cape Cod at our aunt's house.
Oh, nice.
And she's always the one that, you know, we look forward to that part of the trip because. Mm. She's never at a loss for laughter and just really having a great time. So I got to see one of my cousins that I hadn't seen in years, except for funerals, you know, so I never really had talked to my cousin Billy that much. So, you know, had a great time with them, meeting
good.
Everybody. Yeah.
Good. Glad you're back.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's good to be back, so. I'm just going to leave it to you guys to tell me what's been going on. Because I've been, like, checked out. I've checked out. I'm not thinking about anything.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
What's not going on? Well, for the first time, I just feel like, Lord, you know, like always, before we start the... our time on the radio, you know, we always ask the Lord, we always ask Holy Spirit, what's on your heart? What do you want to say? You know? And so I'm at that place still because I never want to say anything that the Lord is not saying. And I never want to go about anything in my flesh. But we always have an opportunity to bring glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know God is alive.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he's at work in his people.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that more than ever, I just feel our time shall be well spent in seeking him.
Mm-hmm.
Our time in the quietude. Even if you're not getting anything, guys, even if you're not getting any profound revelation or you're not getting a tangible touch from the Lord, don't be moved by that.
Mm-hmm.
He still wants you present.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me personally, I can say even this past week, it's been honestly, I go to my normal spot, you know, to the place where many people say, you know, your secret place, right? Your one-to-one place, And I'll sit there and I'll go and I'll say, you know, my usual speak, you know, whatever you want to do, this is your time. And I'll sit there and usually I get like Hebrews 6, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I start, the Holy Spirit just starts drawing me into deep places in the word of the Lord, speaking and revealing more the knowledge of our God. And so lately it has not been that. Lately it's been where I sit there, I open the word of the Lord, I begin to pray, and it's like, just be silent.
Amen.
Be silent. You know, I know there's an interaction, right? Mm-hmm. I know there is a transference happening, but it's not the normal. It's not the normal. I feel like I haven't been in the normal. I don't know if anyone can get understand what I'm saying, or if you ladies even can relate. Mm-hmm. It hasn't been the same. It hasn't been what I found to be normal, to be recognizable, mm-hmm. as far as my relationship with the Lord. And so it's just been quiet and just being present and waiting, you know. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm in the waiting. I don't know. Maybe, I'm waiting for that next train. Mm-hmm. I have no idea. I think, in that.
Yeah.
You know, I just.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I can come alongside with some of that.
Mm-hmm.
I join with some ladies for prayer and for seeking the Lord and seeking His word. And our last meeting a couple of days ago, he just said, listen, just listen to me, stop. Mm-hmm. We just lifted, you know, went in tongues, lifted ourselves up to the Lord. And it was just a time of listening. Each one of us was making an individual connection with mm-hmm. the Lord. And that was very, very relevant, because it's relevant that sometimes we stop and just listen to Him. Mm-hmm. You know, we say, oh, you know, of the prophetic and this. Well, when do you stop and listen to Him? And especially as a group, you know, we did it as a group. It was wonderful. You know, He came forth with a mighty word, which I'm still living in. I'm still holding on to it. Yeah. Also, I must, and I constantly say this, Holy Spirit is always saying, see with your eyes. I want you to see with your eyes and hear with your ears. Because that is vital, absolutely vital. It's been vital for the past 4 years. It's been vital since our walk with the Lord. And it's more than ever of paramount importance now. We must see what Holy Spirit is saying. We must hear mm-hmm. what Holy Spirit is saying. Because mm-hmm. things are so deceptive at yes. the moment.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Deception. Everywhere you turn, it looks like.
Yes.
But is it really what it looks like? Mm-hmm. And there's so much flesh yes. around at the moment. There's so much flesh, you yes. know. I am and this. And no, stop, stop.
Yeah.
Stop. See with your eyes and hear with your ears.
Yes.
What Holy Spirit is saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, when I was in England, we as a church, we got to the point where we put down all our instruments. We wouldn't play. We did not play any sound. We were in the absolute reverential fear of Almighty God. For the start of the meeting, we prayed, and then we went silent. We said, Lord, we will not say anything or even touch an instrument unless we know that we know that we know you told us
mm-hmm.
to pick up an instrument and play, that you told us. And, you know, it's amazing. It's hard. We don't stand still very well.
Yes.
It's hard. Exactly. We twitch, we cough, mm-hmm. we do some sound has to be made. But we stood there and we wait. The more we waited after the initial shock, the better it got. The reverence that fell in that place. We didn't pick up an instrument for weeks because mm-hmm. we were in, you know, the reverential fear of the Lord. And because right now He is calling us to Him,
yes.
we've said this for so long, individually and corporately, it's all about Him.
Yes.
It's all about him. We've cried out for him, Lord, come and do this, come and do that, fix this, fix mm-hmm. that. Well, he's here now and he is fixing it. Mm-hmm. Not that he wasn't before, but he is fixing things. There's so much being fixed, so much being done. By the time we've seen it, something else is coming up. Something mm-hmm. else is being fixed. Something else is happening. We can't voice it.
No.
Watch it. He says, watch. Enjoy. Enjoy what I'm doing. See it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yes. There is lots of things happening around us. In a way.
Yes.
Could we say godly turmoil? The pot is being stirred from the bottom up. Yes. And what's coming forth? We have to see what God is saying, and not the deception, not the wailing of the jackals and the hyenas. Mm-hmm. They're screeching. The enemy is screeching.
Mm-hmm.
The enemy is screeching and running and trying to hide, and everything that we foretold is happening now.
Yeah,
and self-slaughtered.
Yeah,
the enemy is self-slaughtered. The enemy is, they're eating one another. And hey, just watch.
Yeah, and there's like two things that are happening too, where in that time, like you said, you know how you can't voice it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's even things that we don't need to be sharing right now.
Yeah,
it's so mm-hmm. holy, it's so intimate between you and the Father. Mm-hmm. It's like this time is very important mm-hmm. unto me. Yeah. To himself, like drawing us to himself, and a lot of things that are being revealed, and I think that's why we're having a struggle this morning, is not to share. mm-hmm. And so we can talk about a lot of things. We can open the Word, right? And mm-hmm. we can, of course, feed the sheep with the Word of the Lord. Uh-huh. But the intimate things,
mm-hmm.
it's gonna come one to one.
Yes.
And it's not to be revealed, maybe not in this time mm-hmm. or not at all. And mm-hmm. that's how I'm feeling. And the second thing is, as I'm sitting in the quietude, you know, as I'm sitting and I'm like, okay, you know, I want a business as usual because I love the word, you know, get in the, it's like he has me still. And the things that he's revealing, it's so like, oh gosh, it's indescribable. It's so deep that even I'm not really fully ready yet,
mm-hmm.
but he's keeping me in that place. What I'm showing you is going to require much more.
Yes.
What I'm showing you, your mind has to
mm-hmm.
bow mm-hmm. down. Mm-hmm. Everything you think you know, everything you hold, just because of the spirit of delusion, the spirit of deception, mm-hmm. everything that's happening right now, the spiritual warfare, mm-hmm. everything we're hearing mm-hmm. with people, especially people who are so far from him.
Oh, please.
Especially people that are saying, I'm a Christian. You have no fruit. you haven't seen the transformation mm-hmm. take place. You just notice in their lifestyle, they're not really devoted to the one.
Wow.
And so, you know, as much as I would love to reveal mm-hmm. the things that we're, you know, I'm getting in the secret place, it's just so hard to voice it, and it's not for me to voice it.
Mm-hmm.
But I ask that the people listening get into that place,
mm-hmm.
even, like I said, even if you're not tangibly feeling him,
mm.
even if you're not, the Holy Spirit is not saying, go here, go there, mm-hmm. but just to sit there and just allow him.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when he speaks, he speaks. And if he doesn't speak, he doesn't speak. But trust
mm-hmm.
that in your discipline,
mm-hmm.
in your devotion, mm-hmm. in your saying, I am seeking you, Lord. Don't leave me.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have the Holy Spirit leave me
mm-hmm.
or don't have me fall away, you know, come from that place of mm-hmm. constantly like, don't leave me, you know, I want to know you. I want to get to the place of the full knowledge mm-hmm. of our God.
Mm-hmm. And the question again that I'm hearing is, do you see it? The Lord is saying to us individually, do you see it? Do you see, do you hear? It's he is saying it's vital that you see what I'm showing you and that you hear what I'm showing you.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the crux of the matter. He wants it to be you in your depths, because that's the only way you'll stand. That's where you stand. It cannot be taken away from you. You stand.
Mm-hmm.
And right now we must know, you know, scripture says, you know, God's people know his voice and they will do exploits, you know, that yes, now this is the time, you know. So, you know.
Amen. You know, that scripture just came to mind about, you know, many will say, here he is, he's over here. No, he's over here.
That's it.
And, you know, as much time as I spend on social media, you know, looking for what I feel like the Lord is saying, but, you know, you end up watching.
Because you can't go to the mass media.
Right.
So you have to look somewhere.
Right. You know, so you're, you know, you get pop-up stuff that you're looking at. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just trying to filter the stuff that's nonsense from, you know, people that are really speaking from the Lord and, excuse me. So, you know, that the scripture says, you know, he's over here. No, he's over here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think many of us are looking all around for Jesus. We're looking over here. Well, you know, this guy's got the answer, this prophet. Mm-hmm. This, you know, this church, I'm going to watch this church service.
There you go.
But like Cynthia was saying, that he's speaking to us individually, and that's, we're not going to find, excuse me, you guys are going to have to talk, because I'm...
Yeah. Well, we've experienced this recently, you know, just doing our ordinary, everyday, going to church on a Sunday, and it's slightly different, or, you know, it's not the place where we should be or whatever. But thank God, you know, when flesh has appeared, it's so evident. It stinks. It is so ungodly. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm loving the closeness of the Lord. I'm loving it because it's in a way, it's giving me a surety. He's mine, and I am his. Mm-hmm. And he's been reminding me recently that what I call you to, the day you can say with complete, absolute, you know, without reverential fear, that you can do what he said to do. He said, because I will always call you to something that is bigger than you. I will always call you to something that you will not be able to do without me.
Hmm.
You know? So there's many aspects that we've got to take hold of. You know, even when he was walking with Adam, showing Adam the universe, you know, Adam was... I would think Adam was still going, oh, you know, ooh, you know, and he's always going to be teaching us throughout eternity. We will always be going, oh, wow, you know, cool, you know, wonderful. That is the promise of eternity, that we'll never get to the end of him. And we'll always, so that's why he's very gentle. I see him taking us like children by the hand and saying, this is so-and-so, and I want you to know it, and this is why I made it. He's always going to be doing that with us. So let's get used to, he wants us to get used to not just being like church-fed, spoon-fed, you know, he wants us to be him-fed, you know, get used to walking with me. Not church isn't the same. It's not. And I think he's done that on purpose.
Mm.
Because I went to a church that I thought was good, safe, and it wasn't. Oh, man. So this is the Lord saying, look with your eyes and hear with your ears what Holy Spirit is saying. So that's... you know.
Very vital. Life yeah. and death.
It's again. Changed. We've got to move with the change.
And it's again, that individual.
Yeah.
If you're out looking for him over here, over there, you're trying to find him out there. He wants you to find him within your heart, because the yes. kingdom of God is within you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just through that intimacy that you will find that. And, you know, through much suffering, we enter into the kingdom.
Mm.
You know, it's trial and error. You mm-hmm. know, is this God? Maybe this is God. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm hearing him. Maybe I'm not hearing mm-hmm. him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have to get over all those
yes.
things that we have, mindsets, yes. like you were talking about, Nanette.
Mm.
And, you know, a couple of weeks ago, do you remember, I don't know if we were talking about it on air, Nanette, about taking stock.
Yes.
Remember me saying that? Well, I had the, that was, you know, because I've been purging and doing all this stuff at home. Take stock of your life. You know, I just think of how many years I lived, you know, thinking about what other people were doing, you know.
Mm.
I think that we all do that, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Maybe you guys don't, but I did.
No.
You know, you live through other people, you live vicariously, and then, you know, your life, you know, your happiness, whatever's based on who you're with and your friends and all of that. But it's not, you know, it's getting to know Jesus.
Amen.
That it all Amen. Boils down to that.
Yes.
So this is the time that the Lord is revealing himself to everyone. Everyone. He's calling people to himself. And, you know, there's, you know, some major people that were not Christians a few months ago
yes.
that are now yes. Christians. And they are preaching the gospel Amen. Like nobody's
Thank
business.
You, Jesus.
We're not talking street corner,
Mm-mm.
you know, for yeah. spiritual laws. We're mm-hmm. talking somebody opening up mm-hmm. the book of 1 Corinthians. And saying, oh, well, this is what the Apostle Paul was saying. And they have a complete understanding
yes.
of that. But yet, so their, you know, their life experience
yes.
is, you know, maybe they're not completely refined yet, let's no. say it that way.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But they get the concept, and maybe their words mm-hmm. are not Christianese.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, yeah.
Yeah, that they're not using the perfectly, you
Thank
know.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
But you can see and mm-hmm. you know that God is in their life and that
yes.
he like every day, like even because this individual is just, they look completely surprised, you know, that I can't believe it. Mm-hmm. I can't believe that, you know, there's somebody to give us the grace. And they got the concept mm-hmm. of, you know, that we are reconciled to God. So our own life anymore is not it. Mm-hmm. It's
yeah.
not about that anymore.
Yeah.
It's the new life.
Amen.
Yeah.
So,
and you're seeing them, you're seeing the boldness. Okay.
Yeah.
So they haven't been a student of the word for ages.
Mm-hmm.
They hadn't gone to school of theology, any of that. But it's interesting that what we're seeing take place is truly like an Acts reformation. Like,
yes.
Because they're mm-hmm. literally, you know, coming out of the woodwork, right? Coming out of darkness, coming out of a lifestyle that contrary to Christ following, right? They're truly picking up their cross
mm-hmm.
and they're speaking in, I mean, they're even just quickly going on social media
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
With such a boldness
mm-hmm.
and then also at the same time a humility
mm-hmm.
and a transparency mm-hmm. like no other. I mean, we're seeing, you know, witches come out, mm-hmm. you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And
That's right.
Dark, you know, magic
mm-hmm.
and new age individuals coming into the light.
Yes.
And are bold.
Yes.
And are in love with Christ.
And it's like, and it's real time, them telling you that's wrong.
Yes.
And they you left know? The scene. Yeah. They left
yes.
it.
Yes.
Mm. Like they did not only denounce it, but they completely left.
Yes.
And they're yep. losing people in their life.
Yes.
You know, they're being attacked because of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But gosh.
And they're thanking God. They're giving Jesus all the praise, all the glory. And I'm sitting there saying, and I'm thanking that. Thank God that Jesus did come into my life. They're just testifying. Yeah. And that is this is the book of Revelations because it says, you know, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. This is how you will know those, you know, the truth, the ones who have truly met their Jesus, you know.
And they're displaying mercy and love in such a way. For the people that they once walked with. You know what I mean? Right. Like, you just see the fruit of his spirit.
Yes.
And this, again, even though it's there's some hard things going on, I still see the best as well. I see the goodness of God. I see so many miracles happening right before us. I see pockets of people being revived.
And that is the pot being stirred from the bottom.
From the bottom up.
Okay. Yes. Because my heart is breaking for England now. My, you know, I can't even put it into words, you know. So there are so many areas we could touch, go into or whatever. You know, so and I don't want our conversation to just be just pie in the sky. No. Right. We could be, you know, to be more specific, we could do. But it is all about him and what he is showing and doing in you.
Amen.
You know, so if there is anybody out there who would like to just take hold of that more, can we just say a quick word of prayer? Father God, in the name of Jesus, you know, say with us now, you know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you, Holy Spirit, show me Jesus. And let Jesus be seen in me. Show me more. I'm thirsty. I'm thirsty, Lord. Show me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. We'll be right back.
Hello friends, this is Paul Wilbur with Integrity Music, and I want to invite you to a very special event. Please join me and my dear friend Rabbi Jonathan Kahn for an evening of praise and worship and inspiration. Join us with Treasure Coast Christian Alliance Day of Prayer, September 26th in the Fenn Center, Fort Pierce, Florida. For more information, go to tccalliance.com. I will stand with Israel.
Do you know what happens every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO Christian Radio? News and views to edify the body of Christ. Exciting authors, pastors, teachers, folks invested in richly blessed ministries where the church meets the world. God is doing things you want to hear about. That's Wednesday Live, airing every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Revival's in the air. The kingdom of God is here. This is Luann Linnegan, the host of Kingdom Recovery. I invite you to join me every Friday at 5 p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. Kingdom Recovery is a live, cutting-edge program where I will be talking about God's saving, healing, and delivering power. Don't miss it. Revival's in the air.
Every Monday, we will bring you stories from the front line of ministry, ordinary people doing extraordinary things for God. We will redefine where the front line is, from risky missions to comfortable caring, always with the invitation for you, the listener, to look for the front line in your life. Tune in to 89.9 FM every Monday at 11 a.m. Get on the front line.
I'm Mindy Molina, investment advisor rep, licensed insurance agent, and fiduciary. From protecting your investments to not overpaying in taxes, financial concerns make up a long list of topics, and I can't wait to cover them all. I'll have expert guests, including CPAs and estate attorneys, and bring you insight you can benefit from. Listen in to the Mindy Molina Show every Wednesday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Okay, we are back. And I had started talking a little bit ago about taking inventory. So I was asking Annette if, I don't think we had talked about that on the air, but she and I were talking. So I was hearing the Lord say, you know, take stock. Sometimes you just got to stop and take stock of your life. And I feel like that's what the Lord's doing right now. And Cynthia, you had been saying for months, you know, that the Lord is coming individually, individually. And, you know, again, I've been purging stuff out of the house, clothes and stuff that I don't want. And I feel like the Lord's doing that in the spirit, because we've taken on a lot of things that are not necessary, even in the church. You know, that we've got behaviors, we've got things that we've always done it that way, and that's how, you know, the church has always done it. But it's individually, what does God want you to do? What is he calling you to?
Amen.
Because everything is individualized to you. You know, we're not clones of our pastors. We're not clones of our leaders. You know, they're there to instruct us, to teach us, to help us grow, the fivefold ministry, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers. Each one of them are there to, for perfecting the saints, you know, that are out there doing the work. And, you know, they're not there to babysit us. They're there to help us, teach us about the Lord, instruct us. But it's up to us individually to do what God's calling us to do. They're like, you know, I think of the ping pong machines. I think it's pinball. The pinball, you know. Yeah, the ball, you know. So you've got all these bumpers and stuff. And to me, I see the fivefold ministry is, you know, if you're getting off a little bit, whoops, you know, there's someone there to kind of nudge you back in onto the path, into the right way. But anyway, taking this time with the Lord and taking stock of your life. So I had heard that a few weeks ago. And this morning, I saw this word, and it says spiritual inventory. So I'm like, well, let me see what this is about. Just a quick little word here. It says, my child, as you are stepping out of the old and into the new, it's time to take a spiritual inventory. Let us together examine the condition of your spiritual armor and weapons, your spiritual fruits, your spiritual alignments, your oil of intimacy. This is a vital task, as you cannot step into new assignments that I have prepared for you without knowing your spiritual status quo. A new season requires new warfare, strategies, new weapons, new thinking, new positioning, and new alignments. What has worked in the past and has brought you this far will not sustain you in the coming season. Come, my child, let us take a spiritual inventory together. If you discover you lack something or need to repair or replace something, come to me.
Now is the time.
As my supply of armor, weapons, fruit, strategies, and whatever else you might need are limitless. My child, I want you to step into the new season as fully prepared as possible. I want you to succeed. I want you to be victorious. So then the activation says, over the next week, sit with the Lord and take a spiritual inventory together. Ask him to examine your heart motives, your armor, and your weapons. Let him show you any fruit of the Spirit that's missing in your life. Let him highlight to you where you need to make corrections in regard to your spiritual alignments. Do you have enough oil of intimacy?
There you go.
Do you need to repair parts of your armor? Mm-hmm. Do you need to replace a spiritual weapon? Mm. Ask the Lord to provide you with whatever you need. And then they refer to Matthew 7:7. Keep on asking and you will receive what you ask for. Keep seeking and you will find. Keep knocking and the door will be open.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
And Galatians 5:22-23, but the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And there is no law against these. And then lastly, Ephesians 6:11, put on God's complete set of armor provided so that you will be protected as you fight against the evil strategies of the accuser. And that's from the Global Prophetic Alliance. Give credit for that. But again, back to that intimacy with the Lord. You know, many people do not, they don't like to be alone. They, you know, let alone going in your prayer closet and spending any amount of time away from activities. You know, we feel like we always need to be doing something. And it's, I don't know if it's just our culture or if it's around the world, you know, just this, just feel this constant need to be in motion, and but we don't. And but anyway, we've got to be equipped for what's coming down the road, and we can't do it when we're, you know, skipping, like when you skip a rock over the water. You know, we can't live like that. We've got to, you know, let the Holy Spirit lead us. The Word says those that are led by the Spirit of God or the sons of God. And we know that the sons of God, the earth is groaning for the sons of God to be made manifest. Woo! You know, when you meet people who are operating, you know, by the Spirit, moving by the Spirit, you know, there's something really different about them. And, you know, and all of us can do that and have that. But it takes that discipline to spend that time with the Lord.
And even at the end of what you just read about Ephesians, about the armor, the end of it says, having done all, stand.
Right.
You know, stand is an activity. Just standing against the barrage of lies that's coming to your ears, that takes an action. You have to stand in that. You have to say, no, that is not true. That is a lie. Go away. And stand against it. Standing is an activity. We have to stand against what we see with our eyes, you know, because even that is not truth. It's one-sided. It's deception. Or otherwise, it's flesh. And you have to, your eyes have to be able to know that is not holy, that is not of the Lord, and you're just standing in that is an action. So we are not called, there's no middle ground. There is no middle ground, you know. Oh, well, I'm not going to do anything. Oh, I'm not going to say. No, your inactivity is siding with the lies, and it's siding with the deception. You know, to stand and watch deception and not to do anything about it is to side with the deception. And we are called to stand in righteousness, in holiness, in the attributes of our God. And God says, no, there are certain things you shall not do. There are certain things you shall not allow. And it's a standing that only the Word of God can put in you. And it's His righteousness, not ours. Our righteousness is as filthy rags. It's His righteousness that gives us that standing, the ability to stand and be. Because there is only heaven and hell. There's no in between. You know, there is a right and there is wrong. There is no in between. There is that, and that is what we're up against. Evil against good, you know? And so we have to be sure and straight and know who our God is and what He will and won't, does and doesn't stand for. Because I think when you was talking just there, Karen, it's because we are going to stand on our own in front of Almighty God. You know, we won't have My pastor didn't tell me. No, that's not going to cut it. No, you had your Bible. It's up to you individually to have your Bible, know your Bible, read your Bible, because God put you here as a person, and you are responsible for what you do and don't do. Like it or not, you're responsible before Almighty God. What did you stand for? Well, I didn't. Well, if you didn't stand for what's righteous, then you were enabling the ungodly, you know, the unrighteous. That's it. It's either black or white, left or right. There's no in between. The Lord says again in Revelation, I will spew you out of my mouth. If you're lukewarm, if you're in the middle ground, I will spew you out of my mouth, be either hot or cold. We're in the book of Revelation now. So it's time to call it as it is. It's time to be who God made you to be or not. Wimp and wet won't do, you know. Okay, the girls are laughing at me now. Okay, I'll go back to scripture. I will spew you out of my mouth. Okay, but so... That's the way I see it. May I just read a scripture, a promise from the Lord? It's in Isaiah chapter 58, verse 11. I think I've got the Amplified. This is a promise. The Lord says to you, whoever you are listening today, please take hold of it. And the Lord shall guide you. And the Lord shall guide you. If you're going wrong, he'll bring you back. And the Lord shall guide you continually. He's continuous. That's why he wants that relationship with you. And satisfy you in drought. When you feel lacking, when you feel dry, and in dry places. And make strong your bones. He's going to enable you to stand. He's going to make strong your bones. And you shall be like a well-watered garden. Not just watered, sprinkled here and there. No, well-watered garden. And like a spring of water whose waters fail not. So let me read it again. And the Lord shall guide you continually and satisfy you in drought and in dry places and make strong your bones. And you shall be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. And if you're in agreement with that, and if you want that, would you say amen?
Amen. And that was Isaiah 58.
58, verse 11, yeah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
You know, I just had this flashback of when I was stationed in Kauai, on the island of Kauai in Hawaii. So we were at the Pacific Missile Range facility, which was way on the western part of the island. Dry as a bone. But we lived in Kalaheo, which was very wet and green and lush. So we would, you know, when I would leave from home, go to work, be in the dry place, then come home. And just as you were entering into the, I mean, it, you know, it wasn't but a few miles off away from the base, you know, when things began to get green and green. And if you've ever been in a dry place for any amount of time, even in the natural, you know, it's like you just,
it's dry.
It's very dry. And then, you know, he went to Arizona too. And that was, you know, that's some desolate place out there. That was really desolate. But, you know, it's always good to get back to where it's lush and green and the water is flowing. And it's just this continual flowing. And that's what the Lord offers us in our spirit, our born-again spirit.
It's a promise,
It's a promise. And the Lord shall. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we just lift up your name. You are the King of Kings and you are the Lord of Lords. And for everything that we're that's happening right now, for everything that we're going through right now, thank you for guiding us with your wisdom, because your word says that the reverential fear of Almighty God is the beginning of wisdom. Mm-hmm. And I know I desperately need your wisdom.
Yes.
So I'm so thankful. I will sit and wait and wait and just be in, you know, do my best to be in that position that you want me to be in. We will sit and wait because we want to be in the position that you want us in, Lord. We don't want to miss any of the goodness that you have for us now. These are special times. Yes. There's never been times like this. There's so much happening. Mm-hmm. We can't voice it. It's too much. By the time you've said it, it's gone. Something else is happening. Mm-hmm. So Lord, give us, thank you for your grace and mercy that keeps us in the right place. Mm-hmm. We must be in the right place. And remember, the Lord is coming back for a beautiful bride. She's not wet and wimpy. I'm going to say those words again. She's not wet and wimpy. She is a beautiful bride, dressed and adorned in her beautiful gown, no spots, no wrinkles. And she is all for her Jesus. She's strong. She knows her Jesus. She knows her groom. And she will be ready for him. So take us through, Lord. Take us through. It's as much as we ask. And we must ask, because if you don't ask, you won't get. It's a desire that has to be in you. Mm-hmm. Increase the thirst in us.
Yes.
Fill us so that we have adequate oil in our lamps. And we will be ready, so ready, when you come, Lord.
Yeah, you know, as you're praying, I started thinking about David, you know, David as the shepherd boy and David as king. Mm. But there's one thing that never left him and should never leave us. And it's, again, the seeking. I just feel like never before, like Amen. That's the word right now, today. It's like seek, like David, if you read his Psalms, if you read how his posture was before our God, if you can see him, how he would, you know, lay prostrate. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was moments that he danced. Yes, I'm well aware of that. But most of the time, he wasn't dancing. Mm. Most of the time, he was at the feet, you know, prostrate on his knees. And the things that he would say, like, you know, do not lose sight of me. You know, when he would say, you know, again, that fight, like, I commit my soul, you know, and he would say, you know, don't let your ears go deaf to my prayers and to my cries. Or when will you not forsake me anymore? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He was in constant seeking. In the good, the bad, the ugly. I mean, every season of David's life, he was seeking. Mm-hmm. He was seeking him. Mm-hmm. He was communing with him. He was talking to him. He was crying out to him.
Yep.
He was desperate. I mean, in his shortcomings, in his triumphant moments, he still remained the same, a seeker of our Lord. And that's where we need to be in this moment like never before.
And I just want to lift up those that are really feeling dry at this time.
Yes.
Father God, that you would just draw these individuals to you, God,
yes,
the
Lord.
Ones that are just so dry. Let them recognize dryness. Sometimes we're dry for so long that we just kind of accept it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But those Come are the on. Times that you are calling us closer to you, Lord. And Father, I just pray that you would send the rain. Mm. Send the rain of your presence, God. Draw them close to you, Jesus. Draw them into you. Draw them nearer to you.
Yes.
Let the rain of your presence saturate their souls.
Yes.
let the ground, let that dry ground be bubbling up as a spring.
Yes.
Unto everlasting life. Lord, let your Holy Spirit bubble up in your people, God.
Yes.
Lord, that that hunger that like Nanette was saying with David, you know, that crying out. Lord, let them cry out to you, God, so that you can come and that you can answer them and that you can fill them to overflowing, that you can bring those refreshing rains, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Bring the rain, Lord. Send the rain. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. And Father, I just also want to lift up those that are physically hurting, God. Many that are, you know, years and years of things that they've been dealing with, infirmities and other sickness and disease, Lord. Mm-hmm. Father, I lift them up to you, God, and I ask you to touch them. And I just take authority over that spirit of infirmity that has tormented people. And I bind it up and I tie it up and I cast it out in the name of Jesus. Father, that you would bring healing, that your healing rain would come to your people, God. Mm-hmm. Father, that your people can once again live their lives, God.
Amen.
That yes. they're going to be able to live and not be in this place of pain and not to be in this place of
Jesus.
Just the inability to accomplish anything for whatever reason, God.
Mm-hmm.
Father, that you would break those chains.
Yes.
And that you would bring healing and restoration to your people.
Yes.
We thank you, God, that you are faithful. Thank you for your faithfulness, Jesus. Lord. We bless you. We praise you. We exalt you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Lord, be exalted today in our lives and over the airwaves here, Lord, and over anyone who's listening to this broadcast now and later on. Lord Jesus, that you would touch and minister to your people. Father, that you would bring those out of the doldrums, Lord, and that we would turn to you, Jesus, and that our eyes would be upon you, God.
Amen. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm. Mm. Yes.
Thank you.
You are the only one that makes the lame walk. You are the only one that can heal the sick. You are the only one that can make blind eyes see, God. You are the only one, the King of glory. And we say, enter in, enter in, enter into those homes. Enter into those people, Lord. Meet your people today like never before so that they can receive the watered-down gardens, the gardens that are flourishing, the gardens full of life,
Amen.
The gardens of where your presence is for eternity.
Mm.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. So we still have like a minute and a half for these two ladies who always have something to say.
Well, I'm going to just flick the page of my Bible and I'm going to pray over everybody listening. I'm going to declare it over you. Receive this now. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon you.
Amen.
Because the Lord has anointed and qualified you to preach the gospel of good tidings to the meek, the poor, and afflicted. He has sent you to bind up and heal the brokenhearted.
Amen.
To proclaim liberty to the physical and spiritual captives and the opening of the prison and of the eyes of those who are bound.
Amen.
To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
Yes.
The year of his favor and the day of vengeance of our God to comfort all who mourn. To grant consolation and joy to those who mourn in Zion, to give them an ornament, a garland, or diadem of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, the garment expressive of praise instead of a heavy burdened and failing spirit, that they may be called oaks of righteousness, lofty, strong, and magnificent, distinguished for uprightness, justice, and right standing with God, to be the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Hallelujah.
Amen.